Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Well, what a treat this morning. We welcome in Jennifer Davis, first runner-up in the Miss America pageant, holy cow, and Miss Missouri 2017.
I get my years confused.
We've had other Miss Missouris in here, and I lose track of the years.
And we always do the years really weird, so it's fine. Miss Missouri will work just fine.
Hey, at least it's not like a Super Bowl with Roman numerals.
No, we do not use Roman numerals, because I wouldn't even know who I am at that point.
That would be the worst. Miss Missouri XVII.
See, that sounds right to me. I have no idea.
I wouldn't like that. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
So you were crowned in June.
I was crowned in June. Yes, so my reign is slowly trickling down.
Is it kind of bittersweet?
It is. It's very bittersweet, but it's also the thought of, you know, not having to drive around several hours in a day sounds really wonderful.
Did you get tired of that at all?
Sometimes.
To be honest,
I was not human, a driver when I started this. I'm not a big driver.
Right.
I don't. After 30 minutes, it's pretty much my cap. And then I was crowned, and the first day, I had to drive like 4 hours by myself.
Why are they making you drive? Don't you have a driver?
No, I don't know. All on me. And I had a 4-hour drive my very first day in the middle of the night. It's like,
I'd be wrong to assume that they assigned somebody to pick out the green M&Ms for you and everything?
No. But that's actually really funny. My host family always has M&Ms out for me. So I do eat a lot of M&Ms.
You like it.
I am a big M&M girl.
You like M&Ms.
But yeah, no, I just drive around. So now I'm a big driver. I'm basically a truck driver at this point.
Wow. Well, it's always good to have something to fall back on.
Yep.
You never know.
Plan B.
Actually, when you talk about any of the, you know, the major pageants, I mean, obviously Miss America, it's as big as they get.
Yeah.
You have a platform.
Yes.
All the contestants have a platform. Do you have to come up with that yourself, or does somebody suggest it? Or, hey, you know, Jennifer, you're really good at this. Maybe you should. How do you come up with something like that?
You basically pick it on your own, but you have a lot of people there to help you. So you have directors, your parents, all of your support system. They all kind of help you, guide you into what your platform should be. Platform for every girl is something that's really personal and means something to them. So my platform is all about diversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's called United We Stand, Divided We Fall, Diversity Matters. And I talk about everything that makes us different from one another, whether you're left-handed, right-handed, blue eyes, green eyes, whatever it is.
Right.
And so that's something that I always grew up with, because that was who I am as a person. I'm just a very diverse person. And I saw that we had a real need in our society to talk about it, because we were letting those differences pull us away from each other instead of growing in those differences. So that's why I picked my platform. But girls can have all sorts of different reasons of why they pull from whatever they pull from. I have a children's book called Diversity Matters that I tour around different schools. So that's something I'm always going to advocate for. I'm always going to be the first one to talk about our differences and to really lead that force until we have a change in our society.
Tell me about your time in Atlantic City at the pageant. How exciting and unbelievably fun was that?
Unbelievably fun. It's crazy. Getting to that point is absolutely crazy. I had 3 months to prepare from the time that I was crowned.
Right.
And that sounds like a lot of time, but it's really not a lot of time. I was just telling someone today that it's like slaying a 3-headed monster, because you are busy from the time the crown gets put on your head until you step off the plane in actually Philly to get to New Jersey.
Right.
So when I got there, somebody picks you up. You have your entourage that pick you up, security officers. They take all your luggage. You go to the arena for the first time. You drop off all your luggage, and then they take you to your hotel. You meet your hosts there. You meet your moms there, your dorm moms. You don't really get to see your family the whole time. And then it's 2 weeks. It's boot camp. It is pageant boot camp for 2 weeks.
Did you do the shoe thing?
I did do the shoe thing.
And for those who are, I was telling Jennifer, I'm from that part of the world. I grew up a stone's throw from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
You've seen it.
And all of the Miss America contest. Tell me about the shoe thing.
So we have this thing called the Parade of Shoes. I actually found out why it's called the Parade of Shoes this year.
I can hear somebody listening to this going, Parade of Shoes?
I know.
What is she talking about?
Follow me here, guys. Okay. So it is called the Parade of Shoes. It's called the Show Me the Shoe Parade. And they called it this because Miss America started on the boardwalk of Atlantic City.
Right.
And when they had the contestants there, people in the audience around the boardwalk would try to get the contestants to show them a little leg. So they would holler out, show us your shoes.
Right.
So now it's a big tradition, and we wear these big lavish outfits and a theme from our state. My theme was Meet Me in St. Louis, the 1904 World's Fair.
Okay.
And I had a designer from California, Joy Galan, design my outfit. It was very vintage of the time, 1904.
Oh,
it was very tight and very hot.
Yes, yes.
And then I had a wonderful shoe design called Jackie Bling from Texas. She okay. designed my vintage Victorian boot, and it was covered in Swarovski stones and had a Ferris wheel on it. It was my prized possession, and now it's in a box, and I'm too afraid to touch it.
Oh,
it's so
of
beautiful.
Course you are.
Yes.
It's like a vintage baseball card.
Basically.
You don't even take it out of the bubblegum wrapper.
No, nope. Still in the bubblegum wrapper.
Well, how perfect is, you know, show me your shoes. You're from the show me state.
I am.
How perfect is that?
It was a whole 360. I loved it.
So now what do you want to do? Obviously, the pageant is done.
Yes.
And everything. And of course, congratulations to...
Thank you.
Who was number one?
The winner was from North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Kara Mund.
Okay.
But I was really close.
Yeah.
I was standing up there with her, so I was first runner up, which in my wildest dreams never would have thought that I'd be the final two standing.
That's amazing.
Flipping Miss America.
Can you believe that?
No, I still forget that it happens. People will come up to me all the time, be like, "Oh my gosh, congratulations! Like,
you
what
were
did
this
I do?"
Close.
Yes, I was right there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't meant for me, and that's perfectly
that's
fine.
Okay, though,
I have come to terms with it. I'm at peace with it. This is what my path was supposed to be. So.
But what a forum.
Yeah.
You know, and what an opportunity, and you're moving on from there. So, yes. So what are you doing now? What do you want to do?
So I've graduated from St. Louis University in mm-hmm. May of 16 with a degree in communication. I was going back to school to hopefully one day become a physician assistant and specialize in pediatric oncology. But right now I have decided that I want to take a little bit of time off from school because this is the first break I've had since I was in preschool. So I would really love to start my degree in communications, kind of start a career, make a path for myself, and obviously go back to school when the time is right.
When you say communications, do you think, you know, broadcasting at some point?
So TV? I did go to school for broadcast. So that is something.
And let me just say, I'm sitting in here with Jennifer, and she, and please, don't mean to embarrass you. She's gorgeous. All right. She's
Thank
a
you.
Gorgeous woman. Not that that's the only qualification for TV or whatever. It certainly doesn't apply to radio. Look at me every morning. Okay. But I'm just saying, I think you would do absolutely fantastic. You could be a great weather person.
I really appreciate it. I know nothing about the weather. I'm like,
that's right,
there's clouds coming.
You don't have to know. That's the nice thing about a lot.
A certain temperature outside. Hire me right now, guys. Like, seriously, that was cool.
Let me hear you say, let's check your weekend forecast.
Well, let's check your weekend forecast.
You're hired. There you go.
I know. That's all I need, right?
That's all you need.
I've embarrassed every weather person out there.
No,
I'm so sorry.
So you were in Miss Missouri Teen.
Yes, Teen USA.
USA,
mm-hmm.
Which is different than the Miss America pageant.
Correct.
Okay, now is Miss USA one? Is that the Donald Trump one?
He does not own it anymore, okay. But it was previously.
But it's the
owned
one that's associated with him. Okay.
Yes.
So what are the differences between the different organizations?
Yeah.
Do they approach things differently? Or?
So the biggest difference that you're going to see is that Miss America, we have talent. So we have a 90-second talent that we do.
Oh, I thought you were doing that as a slam.
Oh my gosh, that sounded so bad.
We have
talent.
I'm
going to rephrase that. No, we do a talent portion of the competition.
Scandal. Miss Missouri says Miss USA doesn't have talent. No, that's not what she was saying.
No, that's not what I was saying.
No.
Every girl has talent.
Right, absolutely.
Not what I mean. But we have a talent portion where we have 90 seconds to do a talent of our choice.
Yes.
Either monologue, speed painting, vocal, whatever talent we have. That's what we do for 90 seconds. So that's going to be your biggest difference that you see. But there's also just little itty bitty differences. Our interview process is a little bit longer, just really small stuff like that. But that's the main difference.
How did you get into the whole pageant thing? Were your parents supportive of this?
My parents were very supportive. That's actually how I started. So mm-hmm. I have three older brothers, and my mom was tired of doing boy stuff. She was tired of going to football games and being eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Oh, a mom who has a daughter doing pageant. That's got to be...
Yeah.
A mom's dream.
So when I was born, she was like, okay, no more outdoor sports because I'm getting annoyed with it. And so she entered me in my first pageant when I was just 11 months old. So if you've ever seen Toddlers and Tiaras, that was my life
that
growing
was you?
Up. That it was.
Wow.
My mom is.
Without the drama? Or was
without
that?
The drama.
Okay.
So there was no drama, but there was definitely the big hair, the big makeup, go-go juice. All of that stuff is very real.
Juice.
If you don't know what go-go juice is. Pixie sticks and Mountain Dew, you shake it up, it's delicious.
First of all, I'm a little embarrassed to even admit that I know what Toddlers and Tiaras. I always just say that I have two daughters, so I've seen it on there watching
I'm
it with
sure
them.
I'm sure that's the only reason.
That's
you know
the only reason,
is.
Trust me.
No, but there was no drama involved, but that's how I got started. I got started when I was 11 months old and then have been in love with it ever since. And so I never really stopped. I just kept going.
Is there somebody who, whether pageant or entertainment field or music or TV movies, whatever, that you see and you look up to and you go, boy, she's really got it together. That yeah. I'd like to maybe have some of the good qualities that she has. Who?
My idol has always been Debbie Turner. And if you don't know who Debbie Turner is.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is. She was a former Miss Missouri. She's our only Miss America. And she has always been my inspiration.
1990?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have looked up to her my entire life. I've met her twice.
Wow.
And every time I meet her, I can't talk.
Were you just fangirling?
Like, I fangirl so hard. I like can't even get past, like no words come out. The first time I met her, she said hi to me. She was emceeing Miss Missouri that year.
Yes.
And she said hi to me and I was like, hello.
Debbie's like, Jennifer, take
I know.
A breath.
And
take
Debbie's like, you crazy girl. And then I met her again after I was Miss Missouri at the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant. She was mm-hmm. a judge. And I met her again and I was like, ha, and I couldn't say anything. So I just pointed to my sash and I was like, me, I'm Missouri.
It's me.
And she like gave me a huge hug and took a selfie with me and put me on her Facebook. And I ran around the hotel that night in Florida, no one knowing who I am. There's like a fitness club convention going on. So there's workout people, Zumba mm-hmm. instructors, and I'm like running around screaming, Debbie Turner just put me on her Facebook.
That's
and I like
so
hyperventilating,
cool.
But she is my inspiration, my idol, always will be, always
have
been.
But isn't it true though that when you meet somebody that you really idolize, somebody you've looked up to, I've had a few people like that in my life.
Yeah.
And when you meet them finally, it's so nice when you find out they're really nice people.
Oh, it was
that
so
they're
nice.
Not stuck up or, you know, they'll take time.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was like, what if she's not the perfect human that she is in my head? Because I know I've put her on this ridiculous pedestal that right. I met her. And
that nobody could really live up to.
She's the nicest, sweetest.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I can't really talk to her because no words come out. But other than that, she was really nice. She didn't make fun of me. And that's it was great. Amazing.
I could see that the second time she meets you, she's like, oh, you're the one that almost fainted.
Yes, you're the girl yes. that can't talk to me. Psychopath. Yep, that's me. Hi.
That's great. At the end of this whole journey, when, yeah. you know, if you look ahead, you know, 40, 50, 60 years, whatever, you know, what do you want people to remember about you? What do you want them to say about yeah. Jennifer Davis?
So I was given this piece of advice by a former Miss Missouri, Shelby Ringdahl, mm-hmm. and she told me a few years ago that whoever you are, if you are ever given the chance to be Miss Missouri, you need to figure out what legacy you want to leave behind. And that's not even just as Miss Missouri, but as you as a person. And I thought about that really hard that night she told me about 4 years ago. And I made up my mind that night for the rest of my life, I want to be someone's favorite Miss Missouri, even just one person. And that meant that I had to be someone's favorite person in life, which is a huge deal because I have a lot of favorite people.
Right.
So to try to be someone's favorite person is a really lofty goal. But that's the goal I set for myself about 4 years ago. That's what I try to be every single day. If I can make it out of this and somebody says 30 years from now, oh my gosh, you were my favorite Miss Missouri, then I know I did the job right and I did exactly what I set out to do.
I know one of the things that happens in the competitions, they'll have the question, they'll have the contestant will be up there, they'll ask a question. Sometimes it's a sometimes it's a controversial question. What was your question? Do you remember?
I sure do.
Yeah. Tell me what it was.
So I call this portion of the competition, how do you fix the world in 30 seconds? Because you basically, they ask you literally, how are you going to fix this problem in 30 seconds, even though no one else in the world can fix it? By the way, there's a few million people watching. Don't
tell
mess
me,
up.
Tell me no one uttered the words world peace.
No.
Good.
But I wanted to. So my question, I remember it very vividly. She asked me, you were the judge and the jury. Would you convict Donald Trump of being guilty for collusion with Russia? And I was like, oh, all right. So that's how we're going to start. I was the first one called into top five. So I had the first question.
Do they have a phone a friend option?
No, they don't.
No,
but what
man.
They do have is they have a nice little stopwatch staring
oh,
you in the face. And they say, this is how much time you have. Oh, by the way, the audience is going to cheer and stuff. So you're going to have to
oh,
stop
yeah.
talking at
and
some
plus,
point.
And plus your audience is going, based on the question, is going to be divided anyway.
Yes.
Half the audience is going to love your answer. The other half is not.
Yes.
So
you have to try to.
It's a no-win situation.
It's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
Especially with something as controversial as that.
Sure.
So you have to kind of play your cards right. You have to stick to your guns. So the most important thing is whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to believe it yourself. Because if you don't believe it, they're going to know right away. So I was also asked this in my private interview, so I was prepared for it.
Okay.
But I said what anyone could have said standing in my shoes at that moment. Our justice system goes off of innocent until proven guilty.
Wow.
Do not have enough information, enough evidence to call anybody guilty.
Answer.
So right now I do have to say he's not guilty.
You would make a good diplomat.
Boy, thank you.
Let me tell you.
But I did end in a very diplomatic way.
Yes.
If the evidence shows otherwise, then our justice system should do what they have to do in order to make it right.
How about that?
Thank you.
So you knew the question ahead of time, though?
I did. No, so we don't know the question ahead of time, but we do have a 10-minute private interview with a different panel of judges, and they ask you anything under the sun. They can ask you what's your favorite color to do you think Donald Trump is guilty? Okay. Like, they could ask you anything. So you kind of take notes. I have a whole binder full of questions, and I had apps on my phone going 24/7 about news ever that happened, and you just have to be prepared for anything. But the most important part is that we're humans. We don't have the answers for everything. So if you don't have an answer, don't try to make one up. You just tell them, I have no idea, and then let's move on.
Meanwhile, wouldn't you be like, you know, why can't you just ask me if I could be a tree, what kind of tree would I be?
I would be a flowering dogwood because that's the Missouri State tree.
You had your answer ready to go. Look at that.
I know.
See, so of course you're not going
to. We have
that.
To be prepared for anything. Right. Yeah.
Jennifer Davis, Miss Missouri, it is such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
This morning, and I wish you the very best. Come back and visit sometime.
I'll be back when the weather is a little bit warmer. You'll see me diving into the lake.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.